I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This is Smoke.
Myself, Big Zoo, aka Zig Boo.
And myself, Fen, aka apparently now Big Fen.
Big Fen.
Apparently.
That is who you are.
So what is this episode about?
This episode, the topic is about community, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Communities are all around us, at work, college, schools, and most importantly, where we live. They act as a key driving force in creating people we are today, yeah? We are nothing without the community.
So the importance and influence of community cannot be underestimated. Today we're going to be talking to both Novelist and S1.
S1, the most hated.
Right. And we're going to be chopping it up about community, what community means to them, and their experiences with community.
Make some noise in the studio, please.
Oh, no.
Cheers.
Language.
Hey, what community? I'm talking my community brothers. Hey, please let them know who you are and what you do, man. Just let them know quickly.
What's going on, man? I'm Novelist. Some know me as the N-O. You get me? Bless up.
That's it.
Aye, it's S1. Some know me as the most hated. Jeez. Mr. Most hated. You get me?
That's it.
It's like an honour to have you both in the studio today.
Thank you.
I just want to say, how is everyone?
Good. Tired.
Happy.
I'm a blessed man still.
Yeah.
I'm blessed.
Nov, you're always smiling.
Always.
Why?
Always. Why am I always smiling?
Yeah. It's a good thing, by the way.
Yeah, no, why am I always smiling? Because I know that God's got me no matter what.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
So no matter what situation I'm in, don't get too sad. I do get mad sometimes, but even then I just brush it off with a smile, you feel me?
Mm.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about community today. And I guess, first question, what is community to you guys and why is it so important?
Do you want to go first?
To me, community is those who's around you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really, you can't choose your family. And when you're born somewhere, you can't really choose your community.
Mm.
You grow up where you grow up. You're around those who you're around. And, you know, you got to look out for those who are nearby you because, you know, you can't change the world until you change your world. You feel me? So community is the world you're in and, you know, those you interact with in that world.
Mm. Wait, community is a place where everyone comes together, you get me? Try to make a change and everything is there. Everything. I don't really know about my community, because my community don't accept me too much, but but it gives people a chance to like meet new people, try and make a change, and yeah, man.
So let them know, where are you from?
Shepherd's Bush, East Acton.
Shepherd's Bush.
Mm.
Okay, so I know a bit about that area.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's a very diverse place,
it's
man.
Diverse.
And that's why I can understand that the community is a hard aspect.
Word.
In that kind of area, because there's so many communities.
There is. Like, and I took myself away from my community. Mm. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just dead. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they don't show love. It's just long. So, for me, I wouldn't know too much about the communal side, but, yeah.
But obviously, we can talk about that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. We can talk about the what.
I can still relate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we can talk about why that happens. Because I'm sure you're not the only person that feels that way in their community.
Oh no, of course.
Yeah, and then there's the flip side to it. Like, Nov, you're from Lewisham.
Mm.
Yeah.
And obviously, I know that the community is a big part of your thing.
Yeah, and I know why it is as well.
Yeah.
So get into that.
Do you know what it is? I wanted to hear what S wanted to say first, and then I could break down the difference between what's going on over there and my ends.
Like, where man's from, right about now and obviously last year and that, it's just been bare madness going on in the end, you know what I mean? Mm. And it's like, it's divided the whole, well, my whole community anyway, because at one stage, all of us was together, such and such happened, and now a certain man from the area got problems with each other, and do you know what I mean? Like no one's together no more.
Mm.
And it's like that in many places in West, do you know what I mean? So for me, I got my own community, do you know what I mean? Like my most hated guys, like,
yeah.
That's what I represent, you know what I'm saying? So whoever's with me, that's man's community. Like, I don't know about nowhere else, straight, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's what represents man, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's all I can really say on that one. I want to hear from Nov now.
Yeah, so my thing's like this, yeah? Like, you see, when we was youths, we had a lot of youth clubs.
Yeah.
Do you feel me? And I was talking about it with my brother the other day, yeah? Every area in the world has got a ghetto.
For real.
Everywhere. Even in the Amazon forest, you're going to have a tribe that has less than the other tribe.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, like where I grew up, you've got all different kind of social statuses and social circles.
Mm-hmm.
But then you do have the ghetto within that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you've got young people that come out of, you know, deprived backgrounds and whatnot, sometimes the only thing you want to do is link up with your people and have a good time. You know what I'm saying? In a time that you're not necessarily getting a job or you're not making money, you want to just link up. So we had youth clubs when we was younger, yeah?
Mm.
You know, and that even took a lot of pressure off of, you know, parents. Not everyone's parent is established and had money and whatnot. So there's a lot of different dynamics as to why the man them was out here, yeah?
Word.
The youth clubs, seriously, I was talking with my brother about it and we were saying that if we didn't meet certain men from different corners of the ends, there would have been a lot more violence than there is. Now, don't get twisted. Things used to go down.
Mm-hmm.
But not as much as they do now.
Do you feel me? Because, you know, I went to 3 different primary schools and I went to 1 secondary school. And so that from a young age, I've known most of my borough.
Yeah.
And I've got along with most people local to me. But I do know for a fact here that if certain man wasn't linking up in the early stages of our teens,
yeah, 100%.
It would have been a wagwan thing when you see man on road. It would have been who's that kind of vibe, you feel me?
No, 100%.
And people would have been rocking. Now, obviously, you're always going to have, wherever there's a congregation of people from a deprived area, there's always going to be, you know, little warfares about little different things. But not on a scale like how it is now, where people don't even really, they don't care for the next man or they ain't got memories with the next man. Do you get me? Like, I got man that I'm not cool with, but we got memories together, so it's only going to go so far. Do you feel what I'm saying? But, you know, you say you're from this corner and then you got a dude from that corner, you may have crossed paths a couple times, but you ain't really got no love for that dude unless you had something that made you have love for that dude. You feel me? And that was the importance of having a community at a young age in the youth clubs.
Yeah.
You get me? So that's part of the reason why where youth I'm
clubs
at
are mad important.
Bro, they're mad important.
Mad important,
they're proper important. You get me? And I got much respect for the youth workers, because they was like what? When we was like 13, 14, some of them was like 20, 21, 23.
Young themselves.
They was young themselves, 25, you get and it goes up. You feel me? And to me, it was necessary for there being a certain level of peace.
Yeah.
Do you get me? And that's that, to me, that's always going to be important. And I don't think it benefits anyone by removing those kind of settings or you know, just a man them kicking back, running games, like table
just
tennis.
Just enjoying themselves,
writing bars together. Yeah.
Not worrying about who's going to run up on who.
Yeah, it's giving man a release. Yeah,
you're not thinking about nothing.
Yeah, you're getting a release from what you're doing in your life. You're getting a place to just chill.
Yeah, safe.
But obviously, the funding, there's been a lack of funding in youth clubs. Youth clubs are getting shut down.
Yeah.
The government aren't putting money into it. And that is obviously directly affecting the community.
Directly. Very, very, very much so, because, you know,
it just leaves all of us out on the streets, isn't it?
Exactly, because man are deprived.
But that's the thing, they tried to implement like certain strategies and certain schemes.
Like what?
Like, and this is the thing, it's about, well, who is it accessible to? Because in every borough, in every in the whole of the UK, like, there's something going on.
Yeah.
Like, but when I was growing up, there was kicks and that.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, Linford Christie and all
that. Okay, I don't see them going on. You'll have things going on, yeah. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I used to have in, had it in rec as well. Like, they'll be, like, we still have kicks in the ends. We have Arsenal kicks in
what is
in
that?
WA. It's like a little football kind of thing where... someone would just come down and just bring like a couple balls
and play a little five a side,
and now we're doing five a side. They do it in my area still, like
they bring scouts ball, down in
Westminster Academy, yeah. WA. They got pitches there, and every Thursday the man them go kick ball there, and it's a bunch of man them. Like, man them that kick ball there, they're ballers. They're not really on nothing. But because they've been doing it for so long, that's why they're the ballers.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you kick ball.
Exactly.
When you're saying all of this, we can definitely relate it to the community because they've had that
they had a root. Do you get me?
Now they're the man them that kick ball.
Exactly.
But not all of them are ballers because I've grown up with them. Like, a couple of them are prospects, but now they just kick ball to have fun. Even I go kick ball there. And none of them like are super ballers.
It's funny.
That's still their kind of like...
I just have a play around.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed that about all my brethren in West. I've actually noticed that. Like, you see, when I first started coming around Grove and them sides there, I think, right, all the man them play football. Yeah. Like, everyone.
Man love ball in West, you know.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Man love there was a ball lot of West, initiatives you know. To play football. I can't lie. And we had that thing in Paddington Rec, they had a thing where they used to like bring like other people, like they used to do like a tournament kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then our schools used to play. I went to St. Augustine's in Kilburn. And we played the whole ends, innit, in football. Like, so every school, like QK, this city, all these schools that. Like, so it is important. I think it is very, like, just relating it to the community aspect. It's very important. But I feel like nowadays, like, I used to be a youth worker and I used to work in a youth club. And I know that nowadays it's hard because you might have a youth club that's in the middle of the ends, but both sides in the same ends are beefing each other.
Yeah.
So not everyone can go to this youth club.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It was like that.
I mean?
It still was like
that. The one on Harrow Road.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it was like that because I don't really like to talk on these topics because, you get me, I feel like certain things shouldn't be spoken about, yeah?
Mm. Of course.
But, you know, like, the... All right, let me find a way to say it. Basically, you see, like, where you got everyone's representing their own little thing.
Mm.
If there's a common motive... Back in the day, it would have been like house parties and whatnot. You know, like, man, you buck up with them, man, and boom, boom, boom. You might even make friends with a man because, you know, you just caught them on the right day. They're in a good mood. You're in a good mood. And it's boom, boom, boom. I felt like youth club was a place where that could happen. But nowadays, because there's been such a lack of that in the early stages.
For real. That could never happen. No.
It can't happen now, blood. Like, it's all about catching the youths.
Don't get twisted.
Young.
It can happen. But there's always that one guy who wants to be that super savage, innit?
Yeah. You get a couple super savages, but more time, they get birded or murked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you get me, blood. I've seen it happen a couple times, fam. So, you know, but if there was a good presence of olders, you know, like older people who's really got love for
someone
guys.
Someone you can look up to.
Someone man can look up to. They talk to guys. They're not just some any washed up person.
Mm.
But I mean, like, someone who's really integral.
Hard though because think of it like this. So the olders and the ends, they definitely influence the young G's, yeah? They normally bring them into a beef that like where I'm from, I grew up in Mozart and a lot of these men are inheriting beef.
Yeah. Like, beef is like, definitely inherited.
The beef that they have with Kilburn
is different. Yeah,
is from old school. Mm. Like, and it's from people years that I know, ago. Their brother, sister, because I went to school in St. Augustine's, yeah? So seeing that now, that beef, that's been from then. But because man have inherited the beef, now, naturally what's happened is you're warring someone because of an old beef, but now you're creating new beef. So it doesn't even matter about the old beef anymore.
Yeah, the old school feud is irrelevant.
So it doesn't matter because now I've had beef with you and now that's it.
That's it, yeah.
Do you understand? So that's what's creating more tension. And if the olders was to stop everything, obviously it will have a knock-on effect. But what happens is, let's say olders become successful in the ends, they're not going to stay in the ends. They're moving out.
Yeah, and that's the difference between my borough, you see, like in Lewisham.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of the olders them are still there.
They can stay there because it's a massive area that's got a lot of space for nice houses. Do you know what I'm saying? In Lewisham, you have that proper like fluctuation of a nice hill with banging houses,
and then blocks,
and then round the corner, it's the maddest block.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. You have that in West, but Like, especially in Bush.
You got
well,
it more Bush, in West. Bush
is, no, Bush is very like where I'm from, it's not like that. Like, there's the one block and then there's bare roads of happiness. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
Roads of joy.
Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas in Lewis and there's pure blocks, but there's also space. Like, let's say you want to move out of ends, you want to mortgage a house. Like, someone like me who grew up in High Road and that, I don't want to mortgage a house High Road. That's long.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But if I grew up in Lewisham, I grew up in a block here, I can still go round the corner, round the corner, round the corner, cop a yard. Nice. And I'm not really next to the blocks anymore. I'm still in my old area.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
For man literally. To do that, man's got to go to Chelsea or
do you get what I'm saying? Like, for you to... Bass, and yeah, even man. Shepherd's Bush now, like, even the way that it's changed, if you was someone that grew up in the area, a successful person, it's going to be hard for you to buy a house in Shepherd's Bush because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, like...
Would you mind... I've got a question, yeah? Sorry to cut you, but would you guys think about this gangbanging thing, yeah?
It's long.
No, but you see this thing? I'm talking about, like, you see, like, real old school feuds, yeah?
Yeah. Mm.
I know that man are inheriting whatnot, yeah, but what do you think about the choice in it?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
You ain't got a choice. You actually don't.
You don't think you got a choice?
No. Because, cool, you see today when you look at most of the GMs, as man will call it, yeah, there's always that GM who has a cousin who's been a GM or man's brother's a GM or man's, I don't know, his dad is about it or something like that.
Yeah.
It's mad, but for a youth to grow up and see what his dad and his brothers are doing and a next man and his dad are doing it, he's just going to think, Ross, or boom, that's the norms.
That's the standard, yeah.
That's what man's going to be, you get me?
Yeah.
So then when he hits that 11 or 12, he'll hit the block. And the older's going to see that and just abuse it straight away.
Yeah, straight.
There is no, like, there's no option. There's no, can I be a GM or, hey, what, can I be part of your gang kind of thing? It's either no, you're in,
you see that?
Or you're out. Like,
those men there are the minority. They're the minority.
Yeah, true. No,
do you get me? Because for me, yeah, I feel like this blood. I see, I got a brethren that's dead, innit? He did not need to be on the road. But this brother was bad boy. He wasn't some any guy. He wasn't a punk. But he didn't need to be on the road. You get me?
Kind of forced it kind of thing.
Just, I swear, he just, you get me? Just got involved in a couple of things and then over time and then boom. You get me? But to me, that's the more common story. Do you get me? And I feel like my personal opinion is, I feel like, A lot of men choose. Even though there's men that kind of don't choose.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of men choose.
But a lot of men do it for that, like, security of love kind of thing. You
that's
get me?
It. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
They want to
be
wanted.
That's exactly what it is. That community, what we're talking about. Yeah.
No, and that's what it is. It's about being accepted by the people in your area. So when you're walking around, you've got love.
Yeah, it's true. You feel protected.
But I'll tell you for free, like, where I grew up, like, cool. Like, hang tight the Mozart, man. Them man doing their thing, but I never got along with them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool with them.
Yeah.
Man used to kick ball with them, rare to tear, but they're not my peoples. I had to make that choice to be in my own friendship circle. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
You chose that,
but it comes down to, do you know it comes...
Do you not think that that's to do with, like, your upbringing as well?
It is, because it's about if man's on or not.
Yeah.
And when I say if man's on, to break it down into pure simplicity, it's about if you're on doing certain things or not.
Yeah.
If you've got the heart to do certain
things. Yeah, what are you, what has been,
do you know what I'm trying to say?
What have you been told?
Certain people are on certain things, certain people are not. Because I weren't on certain things, I didn't get into certain things. But sometimes there is that minority, like you said, that people that aren't on things, but they get influenced because they don't have a choice to getting into doing certain things because everyone around them is like that.
No,
so you are all riding out today, I need to come.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nov, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nov, how old is your brother?
What, Prem? Or my little brother?
Your little brother.
17.
And how do you feel about him right now?
He's two older brothers are G's.
Okay.
So he knows. No, he knows.
But you're like pretty happy that he's like...
Yeah, listen, I can trust him to go whatever end he wants to go to because he knows how to move.
Yeah.
Do you feel me? And
That's all it is how you move.
How you move. What I've personally shown him is there's a right way of doing things. Wherever you go, keep your head up, show respect. And if someone oversteps the line, then according to the situation, you gotta know what the situation is. You get me?
Yeah.
He's not a troublemaker. He's not doing anything he doesn't need to do.
See,
do you feel me?
But he's blessed because he has someone like you.
He's got someone exactly. And this is why I was saying the youth clubs is important because not everyone has that. Not everyone has like that older person who can tell them.
I never had that.
Bear man ain't got dads. Bear man ain't got older brothers.
Trust. Long.
Do you feel me?
No, a
lot of men that are greasy are single childs.
That man at the worst.
Do you know what I'm saying? No, seriously.
They got nothing to lose.
Siblings. They ain't got no one younger than them who they got to protect. And they ain't got no one older than them telling them, yo, pattern up. Do you feel me?
Big man team.
So And you know, like, it's very hard for a woman to raise a man.
In these places,
big up all the single moms.
Big up all the single moms. Yeah, can we get a clap for the single moms, though? She feel me?
No cap.
Like, luckily for me, I had an uncle. Do you get me? And my uncle's one of them old school pecker men. Like, that man a big man, you get me? So the codes that they was living by allowed me to maneuver through life where I knew what respect was. Respect is something you show. You don't
respect takes you a long way.
Takes you a long way, do you feel me? And you know, there's a lack of that in the community, man. A lack of that in the community. And I feel like it's something that's the reason why man's talking about it.
Yeah.
It's because
I think it's about one thing. I think it's about that cohesion, like people coming together, representing something. In this country, it's a bit different because we all have so many different cultures in the area.
Whereas
if you go back home in one area, they all have the same culture.
But that shouldn't matter if we all complain about the same thing.
Because we're all in the same social class, innit? So we're all in your area, you're kind of surrounded by the same people that are on this kind of like same page as you, innit? So we are going through the same struggles of life. But what society does is like confuse us with different kind of like scapegoats and different kind of just things like to kind of like distract us.
So they'll
segregate man. They'll make man worry about our race and our
sexuality. When we shouldn't have to.
Our gender.
All these things have got nothing to do with showing the next man love.
Exactly. Word. But what they do is they naturally break us down. So instantly, if man's not the same as you, you're starting to think raw. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that sense of community is hard because when we're talking about community, you guys are talking about your family and people around you. You know what I'm saying? But community is also about people that just live in your area that don't actually have any direct
connection
to you. The only connection they have is that they live in your area. And I think it's sad, that it's now, like, we're talking about the past, how the community was, you know what I'm saying? But nowadays, it's hard to, like, look at certain areas and think, who's the community leader? Who's the person that's doing stuff in that area?
What's the kind
of things that are going on? Because when I was young, there was so much going on.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I used to live in a hotel that was for refugees, And it was like just everyone there was a refugee, And people from there, I still talk to them now, like they're like my family, like some little hotel thing. It's just big, like it's a hotel, everyone has their own little room.
It's like something you see in a movie.
Them kind of things, like
a hostel kind of thing.
Yeah, it's mad. Man. It's like a mad hostel for refugee families, Gee, man lived in this thing when I was like 4, 5, kind of, like, bro, they used to take us out every Saturday and Sunday, Every Saturday and Sunday, mum was going to things like Wacky Warehouse. And like,
hey, pick up Wacky Warehouse.
You know about Wacky Warehouse?
Yeah, I bust my head in there.
Okay, so you know about Wacky Warehouse. Mum was going Wacky Warehouse and was going cinema, swimming. This is all funded by the government.
Yeah, man had these things when I was used.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. A refugee hotel that's taking us out every Saturday and Sunday. Now, talking about that in this kind of time, in this Brexit kind of time, don't really make sense, does it?
That's a mad thing.
But then how do we change that? Mad. Like, how
it's
do we
hard.
Even
it's
change
about
that?
It's about the money. The money in England has completely changed. The economy here is terrible.
No, bro, don't fall into that trap of believing.
What trap? No, it's not the trap.
How do you think
it's not about the money, blood.
So what do you think it is then?
Money is a big factor in it,
Because that's what pays for these things to run.
Priorities.
Yeah. Yeah, priorities. Because the money...
Yeah, that's true.
You see the ecosystem. You see money, money just moves in different circles. But it's the same amount of money, blood. It's about the distribution of it.
Yeah, of
there's not a lack of money. Don't ever get that twisted.
No, of course. It's about where it's going.
Do you
money
feel
can
me?
Never run out.
Yeah, of course.
Money can't done because at the end of the day, it's all figures. It's digits. Yeah. Like, they can generate digits if they really wanted to.
Look at student loans. That is created money.
Created money. You understand? But it's like, it's ethically and morally, what are the people on, first of all, because the people are more powerful than the government, and what are the government on? Now, if there's cohesion within the people, and man, guys like us, who's really influential, is really dropping game and gems on people, then it will change the thinking of those who can actually get up and say to the next man, yo fam, we're able to do X, Y, and Z. But you see, if man are not having those conversations, man is going to be relying on these people who don't care.
Anyway.
Do you feel me? So it's got to start, to me, it's got to start on a ground level where man are just making sense out of what we already have, coming together with what we already have, and making something happen out of that. And then because, bro, you got to remember, you see when you put on a TV and you see the advert about that kid in Syria or that kid in Somalia and they got a fly on their face and boom, boom, you just want to donate. How much people got bread that donate to these things, fam? A lot of people.
And it still continues.
But then you've got man in the hood who's going through madness as well, fam. What about what about us making something that people can even put something into, fam?
Yeah.
Do you feel me?
So true.
To and that's not saying wait for a handout. That's saying make something happen that people can even decide, yeah, let's invest in this. Do you feel me? How are we gonna? Because bro, right now, if I wanted to go and fund a youth club or put money towards, where would I even start from?
It's hard. Like, obviously, you have to find a space.
Nah, big man thing.
That's the thing, because man, like I said, like I used to be a youth worker. I still do youth work now and then. And my main goal in life is to open a youth club. The way that you'll do it is you'll have to find a space that is allowed to run those kind of things. It depends on the land, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like the lease and that. But if, let's say you had bread, you could just buy a place outright and then apply to the council to do youth work in that building, didn't it? You know what I'm saying?
Basically. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that is not easy. That takes time. But if there's a building already, let's say there's a building already doing youth work and you can work out a way to purchase that building or rent the building and continue doing what they're doing inside, you have to pass over all the stuff with the council and let them know that you're doing things, clear all your things, DBS.
We say most hated youth club, yeah?
listen, I was talking about this the other day with Tracy.
Big youth and that.
Okay, here it is. See AJ, yeah? See Chase? Yeah. His mum is one of like the top youth workers ever in this country.
Yeah.
Like she's done work in Brixton for the past like over 20 something years, yeah? Like we was talking about it in the future, him opening a youth club if he was to do it, if I was to do it. And we were speaking about it, yeah? And the problem with it is if you add up how much it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it does.
Getting the space, paying the workers and then getting into, but there's another side to the whole thing, which is when you apply for certain funding, when you become a charity, you know what I'm saying? There's certain funding you can apply for. There's certain businesses that have to spend certain amounts on charity every year.
Exactly.
There's certain things you can apply for.
Tax write-offs.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's things like that. But there's also things that donations. Mm. You can get donations. You could do fundraisers. These kind of things to create things. So you're saying from the ground up.
I'm saying people like us.
No, I know.
You get me?
I definitely believe in that. But it's hard because we live in a life where that kind of thought process is so far gone.
A lot of stuff is hard.
To a next level. That's you doing that, cutting, not even thinking about yourself. That's you thinking about other people.
Well, that's what man are meant to do, though.
I know, but it's hard for man to dedicate their life to that. That's something that I wanted to do, and I'm still on doing that. But even me, myself, I have to focus on feeding myself, feeding my family, getting my life before I can even try helping next
person. My whole thing is this. Like, I'm not saying anyone to be Superman, yeah, but man, I have to just keep it. I feel like if everybody had these kind of things in the forefront of their head and not the back, yeah, it could happen at a much quicker rate than if people wasn't talking about it at all. Do you get me?
Yeah, there is. But I think like with both of what you guys do, I think there is a sense of community like within what you do.
Mm-hmm. And I think
like, that in itself is a massive thing. Mm-hmm. I want to hear some like anecdotes of times you've heard about like, or times you've had those moments of like community within like what you guys do.
We say what, me first again, yeah? I don't mind. Like, I'm one of them people that I could bring two gang members who's on the opposite side of the fence.
Yeah.
I can make them chill with each other. That's just a gift I have.
What?
Seriously. You can definitely do that. I can't lie.
Seriously, blood.
How?
I've just been that guy from a youth, man.
He's a blessed brother.
That's man's nice. Like,
no, I've not got that.
I can make man see sense. No, you know the ones
doing,
fam.
It's true.
I take pride in being a peacemaker, blood.
Yeah.
Because it's better that man make peace than just arms in for no reason. Don't get twisted, man. Don't get involved in things man's not supposed to.
No.
But at the same time, like,
when you can interject.
Yeah, so times I've had in the past, man are directly going to kick off, squash it. I like things like that. I've had big moments in this music thing as well, outside of like my local community. But you know, like where there's a bag of MCs, like I was very instrumental in, let's say, what year are we in now? We're in 2019. So let's say 2014, in making sure my generation of MCs was all getting along. Do you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I know everybody. That's man's age. Do you feel me? Whether it was YGG, MTP, The Square Man, them other youths. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, none brought us together.
Like, no, I wanted to make...
No, we was going... Man was going radio in South Wimbledon. That's the last stop on the Northern Line, or the second last stop, bro. Quay. because of these, man, like going flex and all coming together, all from different areas. We don't really know each other. All coming together. Even
man could never do that in a drill team.
That's what we was talking about outside.
Bro, we was talking about that, fam.
I swear to God,
you talking about that.
I wish it could happen.
Yeah, because too many
imagine having a drill cypher.
Do you remember Link Up TV? They used to do them ones. Yeah.
All the time.
They're different, man. And
someone like me, yeah, is like, if I was a drill artist and in a drill team, I'll be telling man, yo, you know if you make certain moves and squash certain beef, do you know how much P you could be making?
Bro, man.
Do you know that really spitting game to man in a way that makes man reconsider?
Yeah.
Sometimes the beef that goes on all nowadays is all over the net anyway.
Exactly.
Do you get me?
Exactly.
But
the beef in a man you've never met.
Never
man.
Met. It's like even coming down to the incident between me and Rush, get me? I've never met a guy in my life.
Yeah.
But the hate that we've got for each other is stupid.
Yeah.
Do you man still, you still got a fast with him?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Yeah,
that's funny.
That's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie, that's mad funny because you know what it is, bro. It's like you see back in the day, yeah. You see like the Bloods and Crips and that. I got bridges in Compton. He's like on the Piru side, yeah. And them I will directly tell you the music inflamed the whole thing, fam. Because you got man sending for a set they've never even crossed paths.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, that's. Do you feel
so
me?
So do you think the music has an effect?
But
big effect
on the community. Or like...
Big effect.
No, I think
cool. Before man started doing music, yeah, man was hood famous. You know, I've always been a big kid. You
know, I know you.
Like, do you get me? I've been a big kid. But since I started rapping, I fling on a bally, and I was talking about a few things in that. Man just turned into the most hated. Like my whole community just turned against man. Like man was bringing heat to the hood because man does. Like, do you get me? Like when you're a rapper. And you spit drill and you're going through problems with other areas and whatnot, you're gonna bring that flame, like that hotness to the area. You get me? The police and other youths coming to the area, like it's just mad.
How do you feel about that?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
At first, I cared, didn't it? Obviously, because of my nan. You get me? Because she had to live in the area. Do you know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
But something happened I can't really talk too much on. Mm-hmm. It's like, after that happened, I stopped caring. It's like, why should I care about a place I grew up in and expect them to care about man? And they don't. Like, do you get it? Like, why am I showing people love for? Like, do you get me? Like, they're not showing man love. They're not looking after man. Like, what are they doing for me? I'm gonna see.
I hear you.
But do you feel like this is sustainable? Like,
that is a very lovely question, you know. Can we clap for that one? That's a serious question.
You can answer that one still.
Nah, it's, do you know what it is? It's not. Because negativity.
It isn't, it is.
Do you know what it is, bro? Protect yourself,
innit? It's half for half. Like, it's music, innit?
Yeah, do your thing. Like, man's not gonna tell you how to do your thing, yeah? Because you know what's going on in your end, innit? But for me, like, personally, I can't say too much, innit? Because there's a whole world I will never, ever bring to the music, innit? Because the dynamics of my area is
different.
Do you get what I'm saying? Every area's got its own thing going on, its own thing happening.
That's what it, see, the way it is in West, this is how it is. This is how the music is. This is how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you...
That's what it's known for.
West reminds me of like...
West, Northwest, man from their ends are spitting from their ends. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And normally, they don't really get along. Do you get me? That's how it is.
Yeah.
And it comes down... There's so many factors, isn't it? There's so many factors, but obviously the government are looking at drill and grime right now, and they're flipping it to saying like this is the reason for the high level of stabbings in the UK.
Yeah, do you understand? Sure.
These times, grime has got nothing to do with the violence.
Nothing. I don't think. Yeah, it, I don't think none of it
gets pigeonholed into the word. But drill, they definitely like they've done so many things with drill to try and ban drill. They tried to ban it on YouTube.
No, they try. Don't get too videos. Remember, they were trying to do this with the grime,
but they can't do it no more. You know.
Yeah, they can't do it no more. They have such. Obviously, when grime first came out, grime was in a different place. When grime was first about, a lot of the grime MCs were definitely out here.
A lot of grime MCs.
It's lyrical.
It don't change, innit? It don't change, bro.
It's just a different
that
art
crazy titching in, man.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? But obviously, I get what you're saying. Like they was trying to lock off raves in grime and that.
Yeah,
but right now in drill, like a lot of drill artists can't tour. Like I remember watching Nines do his first show. It was in Croatia, fam. Why is your first show in Croatia?
That's
Why is your first stage show in Croatia?
His first ever show.
First ever show. Croatia.
In Croatia.
Croatia.
This is what I'm saying.
That's
about
mad.
That. Whole
do you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, do you know what I'm trying to say though?
At the end of the day, yeah, what you put out is how people's gonna perceive you in life, no matter where it is, innit? And obviously, if you're from somewhere where it's technical, that's what it's gonna be.
Yeah, you're talking about where you're from.
I'm talking about where you're from. But when it comes to there comes a point in life, yeah, where man have to do things differently if you want different results.
Big man ting.
That's all it is, really, because, you know, everyone was dealt different cards.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm
saying? It's how you deal them,
It's how you deal them.
I think you're one of the best examples in terms of a drill artist. I'm not trying to say that you're a drill artist. I think you're a music artist.
Yeah. Thank you.
But in terms of the drill context, I think you're someone that's, you've definitely come through with, like you said, you was a bait guy. You was a bait guy and you had a lot of heat on your name. But you've turned it into a musical thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that you dance makes it so sick because it makes it relatable.
That's what I thought.
Like, you see the passion in the thing. Like, man's first time seeing you on the gram and that is man showing me. I look at this bag skanking to his music. I'm just watching the skank over and over. I'm like, this is a hard skank. You know what I'm saying? And the man's not even listening to what you're saying. But man knows what you're saying is trueness. And like, it's about what, I think what the government does is they like to break down what we're actually saying. But what you're a good example of somebody that's not pigeonhole yourself into just representing that kind of like gang drill nature that actually, you know what, I'm making music, but it's about where I'm from and what I'm going
for. Man had the flair.
You know what
to
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you say the flair to it?
Yeah, he does.
The pizzazz.
You see me, I'm a very conscious artist. I make a lot of conscious music about like, man, making music, but I know that you can't just not talk about where you're from. You have to talk about where you're going
from. No, you have to.
But my only thing with artists is about being mindful of having two sides. Yeah. Like, you have two sides to it, so it's not just straight savage mad thing. Whereas a lot of these artists, you don't see no other side. So the influence, because you got to remember the influence across the UK. Yeah, who predominantly makes up the UK? It's young white people. Yeah, yeah. That's who listen to this music anyway.
No cap.
Who listen to the music? It's across the UK. So when they listen to the music, that's their representation of our community, of what we are on. So they look at us like, yo, that's, if you go there, that's what's happening. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, there's youths in Bristol that know what's going on in Shepherd's Bush.
And big man thing. That's why man have got to tell more stories than just the beef, because there's a lot more than just the beef.
Yeah, but it's exactly hard if that's what you're going through. That's the thing.
It's like you have to stop rapping and start singing for people to listen. That's what I crops.
I don't, no cap.
It's a good way to put it.
I can understand, innit? But I got a different view, man.
Yeah. No, your thing's different, though.
I got a different view. Why I got a different view is because, just, you know what it is? I feel like things are what you make them, innit?
Of course.
Yeah. And sometimes, yeah, it's a much harder process conveying a message in a way that, you know, someone who's not from your ends is gonna understand, and the man from your ends is gonna rock with it at the same time. That's not easy. Do you feel me? So, you know, you just gotta make sure that everything's art.
It's not just straight.
You get me?
Of course.
So tell us about some of your recent work.
Some of my recent work.
That's what I wanted to talk about. Literally.
Okay. Cool. So
give it a plug.
Well, in terms of what though? Like, what are you lot hinting at?
Well, boy, you just dropped
the video.
Yeah,
I was going to say, the video you just dropped.
Oh, what, the No Weapons thing?
What?
All right, so the No Weapons thing, yeah?
Yeah.
That was, that's all, like, all the actors in that is, like, from Lewisham. Mm. Like, all of the man, the main character, my brother Casey, he was in Top Boy, in Tracy Beaker.
Jeez.
Big up Tracy Beaker.
Big up Tracy Beaker. Get me the dumping ground and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was in a few, he's in EastEnders, a couple other series as well, yeah. So he does his acting thing. We grew up in the same environment. We even went to the same secondary school at one point. But then he went to another secondary school. Then you got man like Vex, aka Andre. Mm. Got Vex, you got man like Jay, who is the jeweler. He made this ring that I'm wearing. You got a couple other man. You got my brother. You got a few different individuals, yeah? I made this song when I was in California. Like, my brother, he sent me the beat. The beat's called 5 Minutes because he made it in 5 minutes. And then, like, I just remember I was writing to it thinking, oh, this is nuts. And I was having a little situation at the time. So I wanted to put the lyrics in a way that it had a positive message, but man, understand what I'm talking about. Do you get me? So I'm not carrying guns. On my ones, I'll make them run. Man best spud when they see me. Don't run up their gun when they see me. Be calm, show love when they see me. Or man better run when they see NOV. Yeah, you get me? You get the gist of it. But the video now, I linked up with these guys called Block Productions, big them up. And basically the message that we showed is that you can think you're the perpetrator and still end up the victim.
Big man thing.
Because we've seen that bare times.
Enough times.
Like, a man thought he thought he was the coldest ice cube in the trade, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's and Miley's favourite.
Yeah, yeah, he thought he was the coldest ice cube in the trade.
He was the coldest ice cube in the trade, cuz.
And it backfired. So the message is, listen, I'm not going to tell a man what to do, yeah, but consider all of the factors. Don't think it's going to go one way. Do you get me? Because that's the mistake that most men that are in the grave thought. They thought, oh yeah, it was going to go one way. And you know, sometimes things don't work in your favour. Because when you step into a world with no rules,
everything's a goal.
That's where it is. You're in a world with no rules. It's like Super Smash Brothers, fam. Mm-hmm. Do you get me? Like, everyone's going berserk. So I wanted to like showcase that in a way. You might think it's a joke. You think I'm joking because I'm smiling. I'm not, blood. You get me? So I wanted to convey a message in a way that the youth them can watch it and be like, yeah, no, that's real rap, that's real talk, and that someone else can be touched by it and possibly like get a lump in their throat and be like, right, that was deep. Do you get me? It's just shot well, with cinematic.
Mm.
You get me? Like, it was all my personal budget, so I put a lot of money towards that, and I wanted to make some art that was really good, so I was happy about that. And I got a few other records that I released recently. Like, I got one called Different Shoes. That's like a drill kind of thing. I got, tune's cold. I'm going to shoot the video for that soon. I have like 1,000 men in the video, like, going nuts. I got one other thing called Remember When. That's a song where I'm reminiscing about a girl that I used to spend time with. I got another one called 40 Degrees. Remember, it was like 40 degrees the other day, basically. It was
38, innit?
38 or something.
Yeah.
So I just put out a tune on that day. I woke up, made the beat, recorded it.
You're a clever guy, you know. Mad clever, you know.
Save my brother, man.
No cap. Mad respect, clever. Because, bro, I can't write, you know, at all. So, like, to think how much you write and how you write is mad, fam.
But you know what it is? Like, if the more you spend time, like, reading, and the more you spend time writing, or even if you're not reading, listening to audio books, and just taking in information, what it does is now gives you new ways of articulating
and learn
your own, whatever you want to say. Do you get me? Because you've got a little seed from there, and they'll produce.
Man's got short attention span, so I have to see to learn.
Yeah,
you get me?
Yeah.
Like, man can't sit down and read or listen. I got ADHD, man. You know what them ones?
Exactly.
That's mad still.
And that's exactly why I made No Weapons as well. Because a man is going to watch that and get the message. Like,
I'm gonna watch it still.
You get me? Yeah, no. When you watch it, you'll like it. You'll be like, "Rah, that touch, man."
Nah, it's blatantly hard.
Yeah.
I definitely liked it a lot, man. I love the message as well. You know me, man. I like my conscious things.
I got
one other message.
And like you said, it shot really well. And I think, like, putting budget into that, like you said at the earlier, not necessarily being able to put budget into a youth group, but putting something into that.
Yeah.
It still has its effect.
Massive.
That video could change someone's life, blood.
Yeah. Bro, that's why I'm fam.
Man thing, fam.
Yeah.
100%.
That's why I made it, because you know what it is? I got so many brethren, that don't have the same way out that I have.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? And certain times I'll literally have to pull up on a man in a whip to say, brother, you're coming studio with man.
Mm.
Or, you know, like, because that's the avenue that I can, but now I can even say, Rod, you know what? I'm shooting a film.
Yeah.
You get me? Now he's a, that's his route into acting. Mm. Or do you get what I'm saying? Like, everyone needs...
just that one piece of guidance.
Guidance, blood. Because that's what man needed. Do you get me?
I had it.
Mm. Yeah. I had it. I had an uncle that was a serious brother. Do you get me? So he was giving me game on the females. He's giving me game on the roads. Like, just you get me?
Everything, general life.
Just general life. And obviously, everyone makes their own mistakes. You get me?
Of course.
You make your own mistakes. Like, you get me? But at the same time, it is, for me, it's a key thing to, once you've got certain information and you've got a better perspective, put that into the art.
Mm.
Or even if you don't put it, you can't put it into art, you're not an artist. Tell it to the youth that you see on the road every week.
Mm.
Take him to the side and say to him, "Yo, brother,
let man know."
Mm. Or the sister, if you see a way you can help, or a way you can, you know, impart something positive. Mm. You get me? Like, because at the end of the day, man can't control how people live. Yeah. Man can't tell a man, do this or don't do that. But if you got an alternative,
show them.
Do you get me? You're a pagan if you got an alternative and you don't show. Do you get me? You don't show that.
That's true.
That's bad, man.
You have to have the alternative. I used to be someone that would try to like get onto man to try help them, but then I don't have the alternative. So I'm just telling man off for doing stuff. And
you're crowding man down.
Yeah,
but man can't do nothing to help.
Better, but I got the alternative. Yeah. But now I've definitely put it into.
But you don't always need an alternative, though. All it takes is just someone just to tell someone.
Yeah, sometimes.
Bro.
Yeah, sometimes.
To change.
It's how you told them, innit?
You know what's important that you said when you were talking about like a role model, you said you wish you had that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But man's never had a role model.
Do you know what I'm saying? But what
guidance did you have?
None.
Yeah.
Like, my mum ran away and left me when I was three, blood. Do you get me? My nan raised me, but my nan was like a thing where she works every day, you get me, in hospital. So it's just man.
Nice.
Like, from the age of 10 to like 16, it was just man at home, and like, you get me? I learned my own shit. Like, my dad didn't care. It's just man.
So, but that's the thing. What you could do with that is now pass that on to another person when you're older. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
You could be that guy next to someone else. You know what I'm saying? It's just mad how the world works. Yeah. And this is the thing. This is why it leads back to community, yeah? Because if in your community, if you had someone that was aware of you as a young person and was able to like give you just certain keys, just certain keys to just give you like that little bit of guidance to get to this easier. Rather than having to go down this road to learn, and then okay, now man knows. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, man,
because the thing with a voice in the ends, it has to be from someone that you relate to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be walking through bush and some white man just stop
man
you
and
the road.
Talk. Yeah,
yo,
no
but
words.
I have a job for you in the office. Can you? No, it don't work like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, for my man's got to connect with you, like.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what I'm
saying. And that's obviously, like you said, the youth clubs is a big factor. And I think that in a community, I think just having like even a boss man that's cool with you when you walk down the road
in a shop, boss man's cool with you.
It's the little things that mean the most.
And the bus that you jump on, the bus, my man's your guy, and then you know, just little things like that, in your area.
How many times I've seen shopkeepers stop beef?
Yeah.
They've run out and literally stopped a man from getting touched. And you, bro, when you get touched, it can go left or right.
Left and right.
And these men could have all saved the man's
word.
Life.
Word.
Do you get me? But you see, because they seen man from where man are used.
But they have that love and respect.
Your mum will send you to the shop, or dad will send you to, or whoever will send you to the shop. Even if it was the olders. Like, you know what I was there?
No, real talk.
You was going in there getting milk and whatnot. He's seen you. And then you get me, like these people, we need people who care.
Yeah.
You get me? Because most people in life want to do better, in my opinion.
No, naturally.
You get them naturally, weird, human, them weird dons who don't care about nothing, innit? But they're like rare.
Yeah.
I know some sick youths, you know. seriously. Yeah. Like,
but everything has a reason, man.
But I'm not even, listen, I don't wish jail on anyone, but there's certain man that when they go jail, it's like the ends is at peace.
No, good.
No,
big man team. I can name like five.
Yeah, man. Sick youths, man. These men are lawless, man.
The roads are calm.
Yeah. I told my brethren one time, you might need to go jail.
And then he's saying to you, for real.
I'm looking at it like you're tapped.
A lot of men are tapped, innit? But obviously, they've gone through things, you get me?
Yeah,
More often than not, it's them man there that just needed someone to say to them, "Yo, brother, you know I got you, fam."
Yeah.
And not, bro, anyone could say, "Yeah, I'm gonna bust the next man's head for you."
No, but man,
that's easy.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Like, if a man's amped or he's buying a couple zeggies that day, he might just do it because whatever reason.
It gets like that.
How much man is gonna give you that fiver when it's their last fiver, or or go and help your parents with, you know, the shopping or, you know, no, like words. Love, what love actually yeah. is.
No, word.
Like, that's what's important, fam.
It's caring. I want to know, when it comes to, well, like you said, you didn't have that guidance.
Mm.
What advice would you give your younger self? Would you have changed anything?
No, you know, I wouldn't have still. Like, going through what man went through, like, taught me a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It showed me a lot from a young age. So, like, now man's 20, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm older than what man is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really, like, oh, what's the, like, oh, I don't know how to explain it. Like, even down to little things like designer and that, like, I'd rather invest than go get clothes or if I need, like, oh, I don't know how to explain it, fam. Cool, let me put it like this, yeah? Boom. One of my brethrens just went and got a bust down watching it. Dirty thing. Like, I'm trying to set up a little sign for my nan, like a little cool. I don't know if wait, who's from Jamaica in here?
Well, my parents, well, my dad's
Jamaican. Do you know what sucks are? No, like little coolie bags.
Oh yeah, 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 drinks?
Yeah. Sucks, fam.
Yeah,
you get me.
My boys from Saint Lucia's sister meets.
Sucks. Mugs from Antigua, innit?
Mm.
So I know.
They make them keep them in the fridge.
So you get me in the freezer and like yeah, bag juices. You get me. Obviously, my nan's trying to set up a little something. Broom, you get me. So man's trying to. I'm trying to help her and my auntie with that right now. And man could have gone and got myself a watch, man, some music, man. You get me?
Mm.
But it's just the little things, like, I see myself different to everyone else. And it's because I went through what man went through. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I didn't go through that, I'd be like all these other rappers. Mm. Stunting.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give?
The advice I'd give, just remain humble.
Yeah.
Like, have no regrets. Like, everything you go through is for a reason. Do you know what I'm saying? Just keep your head up. Keep That's smiling, right. man. Yeah. Just look around the corner, boy. Things are coming.
And if they wanna go into music, but they don't have the avenue, what would you say?
Oh, pull it in their face, make them accept you, innit?
Yeah, don't stop, innit?
You get me? That's what man had to do.
Yeah.
Like word, like because no, I'm not even joking. Like, when I first come into the game, nobody wanted to take man in.
Yeah.
Like nobody wanted to show man love. Like, it's like it got to a point where I'm forcing man shit in your face. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going nowhere. You know what I'm trying to say? So just give it to them, innit?
Yeah.
Like, don't ever be afraid to give them everything. Like, just go at them. See where it takes you.
That's it.
That's well, the right perspective.
Hey, listen, on each episode of This Is Spoke,
we
like to ask man to bring an item that reflects the topic that we're talking about today's community.
Could be a book, could be a poem.
Could be anything.
Could be a CD.
What's you lot's item today?
An album.
A bandana.
The bandana. You both got bandanas.
Yeah, you do.
You both got bandanas.
I can't lie, I always wear my black bandana. Still.
What is it about the bandana for you, Nov?
Well, obviously everyone knows I'm from Blueborough,
innit? Yeah.
I'm from Blueborough, blood. And
what does that represent for you?
Bruv. Well, my personal stories, in my life, I dodged so much politics by just making certain choices at pivotal times. You get me? A couple times in my life, I could have died, But you see this thing? People perceive this in many different ways. Yeah?
Many.
But how we perceive it is like brotherhood thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
do you get me? Really and truly, when you see a man and he's got his flag on him, you're supposed to hail him up. Done no show.
You get me?
It. Like, it ain't supposed to be no passer. Back in the day when we used to, everyone was out.
Every man had their bandana, boy.
It was calm. Like, it wasn't no nothing. Do you feel me?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Obviously, you had little rebellious corners
because
it's like that. It's like that from primary school. Do you feel me? But at the same time, you know, man, them can all relate. Everyone can relate in some way, shape, or form. And everyone's had one at one point. If you was really from it, you didn't even have to be banging, fam.
Yeah.
To make sure you had one to represent.
Everyone had one, like, at one point. You get me? And that's what I like about it. I don't encourage any. I don't encourage no form of negative lifestyle, but I do encourage community and respect and showing love, even when it's not you. You get me? Because when you can show love to a man who's your enemy, that says something about your character.
Mm.
People think it's weak to show love, but it's not. It takes more to show love than it does to, like, you know, look on a man and think, I want to do this bread or something. Mm. Do you get me?
Mm.
I remember I'm a believer in it. I'm a Christian. Mm. And Jesus said, show love to your enemies, man. When you see your haters, yes, brother. put them in a place where they have to make a decision. You feel me? Mm. And a lot of the time, yeah, guys really on a slide, like they want to show love.
Mm.
A lot of the time, not all the time. You got to be vigilant and know who you're dealing with. But a lot of the time...
Yeah, people want to hell you up.
A lot of the time. No, who wants to live in tension, man?
Mm. Nah, no one.
No one really wants to live in tension. But like I said, you got them sick youths, innit? I can't chat for them. Like, I don't know what I'm going with them, innit? I ain't got no advice for them, fam. But yeah, man. So that's where it was for me, innit? Like, just shine love and just keeping it real with everyone who's from where I'm from.
So. Yeah, me so.
See me, sounds weird, but it's my tattoo still.
Yeah.
Mm, my tattoo means a lot for man still. I got most hated guy tattooed on my arm still.
When I see it.
Mm.
Any other anything on your hand?
Oh, that's my daughter's name still.
Mm.
Oh, that's my tattoo still.
Most hated.
And you got that old school, that old school like font kind of.
Yeah, like.
It means a lot to man. Like, it's not just a logo. If you get me, it's who man is. Like.
Yeah.
That's generally hated. And I love it. I love it. It's just, man, it's who I am.
You love the tattoo or you love...
I just love the whole meaning behind it. Like, I'm generally not capping.
And what is the meaning behind it?
I am most hated, but I still, see me, I keep going.
Yeah.
I keep winning, boy. So
it's a motivation.
Yeah, it's a motivation. Yeah. Like, some days I can be pissed off. Yeah. You're standing in the mirror gassing, like, most hated. You know what I'm saying? My MHC pendant, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm most hated, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah,
man.
And then you turn that into something that.
Yeah. Like, I managed to get my own label out of it, like, most hated guys entertainment, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hopefully next month I should get my certificate.
Jeez.
And officially a label, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, straight, man. You see, like, time is defined by light. Do you get me? Where there's no light, there's no time, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And, you know, like, timing is everything. Light is everything. You got to have a vision. It's all part of the thing. So, yeah, my mum, she's very well known in the borough.
Mm.
She's been involved in many people's lives. You know the ones there. And it's almost like my mum's a celeb in her own...
Own little way, in
her own way. You get me, and that's why I like to give honor to my mom because I respect that.
Mm. I feel like you should clap for your mom.
Oh, word.
No, but do you know what the truth is? Yeah, she might be my mom, but she's a whole person who's dedicated her life to other people's lives as well, and that's what I respect.
Yeah,
I respect that for anyone because there's a lot of that's why I was talking about the youth workers and like the people who's, you know, like they see. Because, fam, people are in need, bro. Like, for real. It's real.
Wow.
You know, like, not many people talk about it, but people are actually in need, bro.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Whether that's love, whether that's, you know, some conversation, guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you got people like that who go out of their way to make sure they meet that need, money can't buy that, fam. Do you get me?
Mm-hmm.
Money can't buy that. So I respect that, man.
Happiness is the real richness.
Yeah, happiness is the real richness. Peace.
Get me.
Peace over... You get me? So yeah, blood, like, I got more things coming up, more stuff where I'm going to be involved in my Marge. Obviously, hold tight, Big Prem, my older brother.
Jeez!
What did
you get me? Big up Skills and them man there. I've known them man for time, you know, fam.
No,
man, that's some real man. Still, yeah, you get me? And I'm just, big up my section, my people.
But I just want to know, for people listening in who... want to strengthen their community or want to do something for their community, what is your advice? Because I feel like you guys, in my opinion, you nail it, but in a very singular way that is only done by the people you are.
Yeah.
There's only one person that can do you.
Yeah.
So what's your advice?
Exactly what you just said, do you.
Yeah. But then do you and not be selfish, right?
Why?
So you feel like you got
to get yourself with somewhere to help other people.
Yeah.
I can't help you if I'm nowhere, if I'm no one. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I could give you advice.
Yeah.
I could talk to you. I can't physically try and help you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be selfish until you're in that position where you don't have to be selfish. You know what I'm trying to say?
yeah, you got to kind of understand what you're bringing to the table. My advice is, no matter where you're at in life, yeah, when you look at the next man, have some grace and show love.
Mm-hmm.
Have some grace and show love. You feel me? Because you don't know how man came up. You don't know what happened to them when they was young, old. You don't know what they've seen, what they ain't seen. So if you see someone acting funny, before man react, just try and consider something. Consider in your head, what is making this person?
Because
when you start making them kind of considerations, that's when you can actually talk and come to some like good conclusion.
Yeah.
Do you feel me? And you know, them things there really do change people's lives. You get me? Like, certain times, some of my brethren have like reminded me of past conversations. I completely forgot the conversation, but they're like, hey, Ranov, do you remember when we was talking about boom, boom, boom? And then they're like, yeah, now man put that to practice. You get me? I'm like, rah, fam. These things mean something to people.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Like, to me, that's important to always, like, you got to start with who's around you.
Mm.
Your set, and then whoever else is around, and, you know, just show them some grace and love and understand that they're going through things same way that you're going through things. It just might be in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Get me? Might be monetary, it might be emotionally, it might be physically, might be, someone might even be sick, who knows? Get me?
Yeah. Talk.
Sick, man. Let's wrap it down, man. Aye, listen, Novelist, S1.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Nah, man's had a good time with you guys.
It's so calm. It's like chilled in here.
It's relaxed, isn't it?
Trust. Yeah. I feel like we just got so many things just like.
You spoke quite a lot
to think
still.
About, man. There's so many things that like I can take away from this. Like,
bring my team.
Definitely looking at the, like, even myself, like when we're talking about the community, I was thinking like, what is the community?
Like, you're like, yeah. You started to like reconsider like your own life.
Yeah, fam. Got me thinking, I'm going back to the hood now, man. I need to make some sorries.
Patch things up and that. For real though, because these things are important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Hey guys, if you're loving the podcast and want to support the cause, make sure to rate and review us.
Make sure you tell your friends and follow us on Insta and Twitter
at
This Is Spoke Pod.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.